Disabled Person-Led Monitoring of the United Nations Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities, UNCRPD. My Experiences, My Rights, Supports and Services. Report 3, Disability Support Services, DSS. Summary of Findings and Recommendations. Whakarapo Pututaka Mātua, Executive Summary. Project Brief. In 2021, the Disabled People's Organisation's DPO Coalition asked the DPI to do disabled person-led monitoring on how well the New Zealand government is making the United Nations Conventions on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities, UNCRPD, a reality in Aotearoa, New Zealand. Disability supports and services were the chosen monitoring topic. When DPI started the project, significant changes happened in the disability sector. For example, Faikaha, Ministry of Disabled People, was created in July 2022. In March 2024, limitations were placed on some disability support services and funding, and the government made further changes to the new ministry after an independent review in August 2024. The Disabled Person-Led Monitoring Team collected data through interviews, focus groups, and a nationwide questionnaire. The findings presented in this report focused on disabled people's perspectives and experiences of disability supports and services in the context of the ongoing review and governmental response. Participants also shared recommendations on how to improve disability supports and services based on disability rights. Key research findings. Information about disability supports and services. Participants highlighted that they need accurate information to be able to access the disability supports and services they are entitled to. However, information about disability supports and services is hard to find. Many participants found information inaccessible, mainly because it was not always available in alternative formats, such as plain language and New Zealand Sign Language. Funding. Some participants could not access disability supports and services or benefits because the government does not recognize their condition as a disability. They are in a relationship, they have natural supports, they are older than 65 years of age, and or diagnosis from overseas are not recognized. The primary way to access funding for supports and services is through needs assessments. Participants often felt that NASC Needs Assessment Service Coordination's assessments are based on the medical model and a deficit understanding of disability and have long wait times. Regardless of the source, participants felt that funding is inadequate, resulting in them receiving either insufficient or no support for essential disability supports and services. Participants felt the government's underinvestment in disability supports and services is reflective of how it values disabled people. Participants emphasized the disparity between disabled people's access to support and services provided through ACC and DSS based on how they became disabled. For people who are born with disability, have a genetic condition, or have a health-related disability, support and services are provided by DSS within MSD. For people who acquire a disability through injuries and accidents, their supports and services are provided by ACC. The disparities between these two funding systems and pathways, each offering differing levels of choice, control and resourcing, have been well recognized and consistently critiqued. Choice and control. Participants said having choice and control was essential for them and their whānau. It gave them confidence in disability supports and services and access to them in a way that suited them. Maintaining choice and control often requires strong self-advocacy. However, sometimes participants did not have real choice and control over their funding, hours of support and who their support workers are. Participants in residential care experience a severe lack of choice and control, including inadequate or inappropriate support staff, not being supported to engage in activities that matter to them, as well as a general lack of freedom, respect, and dignity. These experiences led to participants feeling disrespected, uncomfortable, and frustrated. Family, whānau, and ainga of disabled people in residential care settings also struggled with the system's inadequacy at the lack of choice and control. They expressed concerns about their loved ones not being cared for, staff being unsupportive of independent living and proactive, meaningful interactions with others, a lack of staff training, and a general distrust of residential care facilities. Disability support workforce. Participants expressed anxiety, mistrust, and fear that they would not have access to support due to unreliable agencies, a lack of staff training, and staff shortages. This can lead to unsafe situations where disabled people are unable to access care for a period of time or have to accept inappropriate care. Participants highlighted insufficient job security, low wages, and poor treatment of staff by agencies as reasons for high staff turnover. Privacy and confidentiality were also concerns raised by participants. According to participants, privacy breaches occur both within and outside of the disability support workforce. Intersectional experiences of disability supports and services. Some participants experienced difficulties with disability supports and services due to the lack of culturally, gender, and age-appropriate care. Participants highlighted experiences where their cultural needs were unmet and disrespected by government agencies and disability supports and services. Cultural assumption and stereotyping negatively affected some participants' access to support. Participants in the LGBTQIA+ community highlighted difficulties accessing healthcare services due to health professionals' lack of understanding around disability and intersectionality. Participants also shared concerns around inappropriate support placements. For example, placements of younger disabled people in aged residential care, as well as disparities in support provision based on age, particularly disabled people who age out of pediatric services and disabled people over 65 years of age. Recommendations. Outlined below are participants' vision for a strengthened, improved Te Tiriti and right-based disability supports and service system in Aotearoa, New Zealand. 1. The DSS system is led and driven by disabled people and their whānau and family, including assessments, funding allocation, training and service provision. 2. Information about DSS can be accessed early and easily, uses plain language and is available in alternative formats. 3. Healthcare professions are informed and able to support people in accessing the supports and services they need, as they are an important gateway to disability supports and services. 4. Supports and services are based on need, not the cause of disability. Eligibility for DSS includes people with psychosocial disability, chronic health conditions, FASD, people whose diagnosis have been made overseas, and people over 65 years of age. 5. Needs assessments are timely, strengths and human rights based, and include flexible eligibility criteria. 6. The government invests in DSS so that disabled people can participate meaningfully in their communities and achieve their full potential. This includes matching the level of DSS funding to ACC funding. 7. DSS recognized the interrelated nature of disability and health. There is greater collaboration between agencies and service providers to ensure holistic care for disabled people. 8. All people who are involved in DSS receive disabled person-led disability rights training, including government officials, service providers, connectors, assessors, and support workers. 9. Disabled people, including those in residential care and other living situations, have greater choice and control over their supports and services. This is achieved through the use of supported decision-making to decide which support provider they use, who their support people are, and how they want their support provided, and how they use their funding, including respite funding. 10. Support work is a career with secure hours, good wages, and proper training that comes with the career progression pathway. 11. Disability support and services provide cultural, gender, and age-appropriate care.